Landon,
Zach, Glenn, Jack.
Welcome to Carpool Sports Talk, presented by Anchor. Here's your hosts, Landon, Zach, and Jack.
Yo, we're back at it again, and we actually have Zach this time. He rejoined the show after skipping an episode. But, so yeah, we're back. We're going to be talking about, the WNBA, NBA stuff. So let's just get started with the Chicago Sky. So, you know, Candace Parker been out, and we're kind of like 2-7.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I'm not really going.
I mean, like, I know Candace Parker's good, but I mean, we're still a good team without her. It's not like we're bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, seven game losing streak, like, that's unacceptable.
Yeah,
the chemistry's
not there.
Yeah, exactly. And it also doesn't help that we don't have a good coach. James Wade should be fired.
They've got two games. They've got tonight and Saturday against the worst team in the league. We're 11 out of 12 right now. The Fever are 12. If they don't win one of these games against the Fever, James Wade has got to be fired.
He's got to go, man.
I know it's not the history of the organization to fire up a coach in the middle of the season, but it's. I mean,
history's
got to
change, man.
Nine games in a row. It doesn't.
It's just. No, you can't do that.
With the talent that you have, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Candace Parker is expected to play tonight, but.
Yeah, and especially.
She'll definitely play on Saturday. So,
and especially if we lose these games with Candace Parker against the Fever, the worst team, it's not any of our faults. It's got to be James Wade.
Yeah.
All right. This is a pretty heated topic now. So LeBron lost the first round matchup against Suns. Now he's getting old. He's getting up there, but you know. He still could win a ring. So, you guys think that he's going to win a ring or not?
I mean, there's always time he can win a ring. I mean, he's one of the most healthiest athletes in the NBA. And it doesn't make sense not to. But at the same time, you just can't lose in the first round to the Suns. I mean, I know it's the Suns, but, like, for someone that good and that hyped up after winning a championship, just doesn't make sense.
I don't think he's gonna win it. I think he'll stick around in the league because he wants to play with his son, and that's cool, but I don't think he's gonna get any more talent around him. And I think he's just getting worse. He is gonna have rust this offseason. He's gonna have And he's been playing pretty much straight basketball since July. So,
I mean, I feel like
he'll have a bounce back year next year. I don't think he's going to win another ring, though, in his career.
Yeah, I feel like this season is kind of his last. I mean, he's getting worse. I mean, he's still great, obviously. But he's getting older. But, I feel like if they're going to try to recruit some players this offseason, I mean, obviously they don't have enough cap space for a max, like a big star, but if they get some more surrounding players, like good role players, like they had Montrezl Harrell, but now he's just not good anymore. If they get some of those players, I feel like they can, but I don't think they will. They have enough talent, they're just not going to.
We'll see if Anthony Davis, like, you know, stays healthy, I think. That'll be it.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Healthy. I mean,
they
have so much
AD
talent.
Healthy,
I mean,
or else LeBron can't work. If AD's not healthy, LeBron cannot work.
And that's not a good thing, though, that you have to have someone else like
he
that.
Passes to.
Yeah. I mean, they have so much talent. It's just crazy how they don't make it so far. They got Andre Drummond, who's one of the best centers. I mean, Anthony Davis been hurt. And then, obviously, LeBron. Yeah. But,
Andre Drummond kind of went through a curve in the air after being traded.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's just because he's on such a star-studded team. I mean, you can't really average, like, 20 points per game on the Lakers when you have Anthony Davis and LeBron averaging 20. Like, you really can't. I mean, he's getting, like, 13, 12 rebounds a game?
He's getting injured every game. Anthony Davis gets injured. He had like.
I mean, Andre Drummond is not really a score-first player. He's not really.
He's not an offensive-minded.
Yeah. I mean, his rebounding is his strong suit, and he always averages, like, over 10 for every year. So, I mean, he's doing what he can.
He's a scorer, too.
He can't really do much more with everybody else.
He scores. He scores. I think he needed to step it up a little bit.
If he could score, he'd be a lot better, but he's just not in that mindset for scoring. But he's not a score-first player.
Okay. He's not a score first, but
so he can I don't think LeBron will win another ring. All right, and then another topic.
It's just ridiculous.
All right, so the last topic. Luka, you know, lost first round. He just needs. I mean, he can't really do much more. I mean, almost a 45-point triple-double. I mean, you can't do much more than that. Like, they can't expect him to do more. I mean, Kristaps Porzingis isn't doing anything.
Yeah.
They need a better player. And I know Kristaps Porzingis was complaining, and he kind of wants out because everybody looks at him as not a co-star and just another player that Luka.
Yeah, he might be a three on a championship team. He's not gonna be
a co-star. Right, if he was at that elite talent level when he was on the Knicks, then you can call him a co-star. But you can't compare him to Luka. I mean,
it's not even. Luka. If Luka had a center this year, I think they'd be winning a chip.
I mean, I just don't understand how they don't win. I mean, they have Kristaps, who's over 7 foot. They got Boban, who's like 7'5". And then they got Luka. And they have 2 7-foot players as their big men. I mean, it's crazy to me how they don't win.
I don't think that the Mavericks lost that series. I think the Clippers won because Clippers just...
That's the same thing.
No, it wasn't because they were terrible. The Mavericks.
The Mavericks didn't lose. Luka lost. The Mavericks didn't do anything. Luka did everything. What? You're telling me that Luka didn't carry the Mavericks?
He did. I'm not saying.
Exactly.
But he didn't just. He wasn't the only person that lost.
Well, I know, but.
It's not his
fault. I mean. No, it's not his fault.
No, it's not his fault.
It's everybody else around him's fault. I mean,
so many of those games, it's not his fault.
No, it's not. Everybody around him needs to step up.
Exactly.
But I feel like if they get, I mean, I don't think they're going to sign Kawhi. I mean, that'd be a little overpowered.
No. Yeah. No, but I'm saying
Kawhi does not want to leave Los Angeles or California.
No, what I mean by the Mavericks didn't lose, it was because the Mavericks didn't do terrible. It was just the Clippers did really well. They were really good that series. Kawhi had maybe 2 40-point games, along with Paul George,
who could. Well, Paul George didn't do that good that series.
He didn't.
I mean, Paul George is just. I mean, Paul George is great, but he's like. I mean, he's not. I don't know. Paul George is. He's good, but he's just not at that. He's not at that level that I thought he was going to be at.
Well,
yeah,
he was.
I mean, I'm not going to say any, like, playoff P or anything like that, like any of those names he got, but But he's not. Also,
the expectation when he left the Pacers to go to the Thunder was too high, and I think it's still too. It was still too high when he went.
Think he did amazing on the Thunder, but when he transitioned from the Clippers, I mean, he's still good, obviously, but you know,
he's still obviously their second best player.
In the regular season, he was good.
The expectations were just way too high, though.
Extremely great guy,
I mean, I just want to put in there that Derrick Rose got one first place vote for the MVP, so.
Yeah.
You already know. All right, that's all.
You guys agree.
No, you can go.
Do you guys agree with the MVP of Nikola Jokic?
Yeah, I think he deserves it.
Yeah.
One of these years, he's got to win.
Yeah, I understand that.
I know it was this year.
I think Steph Curry had a really good
He had highs in points and assists and still averaged 10.8 rebounds.
Yeah, you know, I don't think he had a great year.
Steph Curry.
I know Steph. I feel like Steph Curry,
but he didn't show up until
February. I feel
like
he should have won. But
yeah, Jack was right. He really didn't show up.
What value did he bring in those early months of the season?
You're right.
December and January.
Steph. He didn't.
He started popping off
after the All Star break.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if there was an MVP for it,
he had help. He has. I said he had help.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nikola Jokic doesn't have that much help.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're being honest, Jamal Murray's... first of all, Jamal Murray's, he's pretty good, but he also is injured.
Yeah.
Michael Porter Jr.,
it's better than what Steph has.
You're right. I mean, Draymond Green's
Porter,
still...
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
I feel like Nikola Jokic deserved it.
Steph Curry have much.
I mean, obviously he's amazing. He did. He had a great year.
The All Star. I mean, Steph Curry's teammates. I mean, they were good. You know, they were great. I'm not gonna say anything.
Well, yeah.
When the playing tournament, it's just, you know, I think they all just went under pressure and couldn't handle it.
That's the thing that also is with it is that he didn't have help this year and they didn't go, I mean, nearly as far. But when they had, Klay was injured, but if they would have had Klay, I mean, I'd say Klay is just as important as Curry.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. They're gonna be good next year. I'm gonna say that.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Klay Thompson might get injured like the first game.
Draymond is good when he functions around good players. Like if he has more people on his team that are good, he's gonna be better.
Yeah, he's not.
I mean, I'd definitely take him if he starts with the Bulls. I'd take him. But this is Landon.
Zach.
This is Jack. And this is Carpool Sports.
Carpool Sports.